A Miami neighborhood targeted by developers stars in a new feature film. Mountains tells a story of a family that's experiencing the changes firsthand in Little Haiti. It's shot with a Haitian-American cast with dialogue in Creole. Here's NPR's Greg Allen from Miami.
Haitians fleeing poverty and political repression began coming to this neighborhood in the 1970s and 80s. It wasn't until 2016, though, that it was officially designated Little Haiti. The convenience stores, restaurants, and botanicas lining Miami's 2nd Avenue have colorful storefronts. People sit on chairs outside their homes. It's the setting for the first full-length feature by Haitian-American filmmaker Monica Sorrell.
We actually shot here. The scene where Esperance is on her walk and stops at the vendor, it was here.
Sorrell spent a lot of time in Little Haiti when she was growing up. Developers have long been eyeing this area, but redevelopment moved into high gear over the last decade after they transformed an adjacent neighborhood, Wynwood, into a wealthier arts and nightlife district. Sorrell saw it in Little Haiti when she returned to Miami after film school in 2014.
I started realizing and noticing the changes in the neighborhood and started seeing a lot of the same developers that were working in Wynwood were buying up properties in Little Haiti.
Sorrell's film opens with scenes of crews using heavy machinery to demolish buildings in the neighborhood. It's the kind of thing she was seeing daily there and in Wynwood, where she was working at the time. One day, Sorrell noticed demolition workers ending their day and one crossing the street as he walked back home.
The question came up, like, what if he lives over there and he crosses the street to demolish his own neighborhood and redevelop his own neighborhood?
That idea grew into the script for Mountains. A Miami arts nonprofit provided important funding for a micro-budget film with a Haitian-American cast. Robert Colombe, who co-wrote the script and produced the film, says shooting it in the Creole language made it harder to find financial backers.
The big production company that we met with in New York said, we can make this together for $2 million and in English and with stars. And it just wasn't the idea that we had for this film. To be able to tell an authentic story about an experience of Little Haiti, I think we really needed to do it in the way that we did.
The film's title, Mountains, is taken from a Haitian proverb. Behind mountains, there are more mountains. Sorrell says it's a nod to the challenges the story's main character, Xavier, and all immigrants face as they adapt to a new country.
That looks like if I work hard, I will be able to provide, and I will be able to climb. And he has worked hard, and he has been able to provide, and he has a house, you know? But the minute he wants more, that's when he starts to realize that it's not as accessible to him as he thought.
He's frustrated with his inability to move his family into a bigger home. An important part of the movie and Haitian culture is rah-rah, an impromptu street parade with music that harks back to the revolution that brought Haiti its independence. Sorrell says rah-rahs used to happen almost every Friday.
You would be in your home, and then you would just hear, like, the distant sound of a drum or a horn. And all of a sudden, there's, like, this beautiful, spontaneous street parade that a lot of Haitians would join in on.
Rah-rah parades are less common in Little Haiti now, another sign of the changing neighborhood. Little Haiti's days may be numbered, but the Haitian-American community has long since established a strong presence in several other neighborhoods and cities in South Florida. Sorrell is philosophical about the changes, saying, these are just buildings after all.
I think what concerns me is that it's a disrespect of what the Haitian community has given, and the minute that it's seen as economically viable, there's no use for these people anymore.
Sorrell's film Mountains opened in Miami and is playing at independent theaters this month and next in Florida and other areas around the country. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.